Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jeremy Fowler has a story on why Cam Hayward hasn't made any inroads with the Steelers on a long-term extension. We're going to talk about that in 20 minutes. Doran Dickerson next hour, former Pitt All-American tight end, our 93.7 The Fan football analyst. I puked in his backyard last Friday, so we got a lot of ground to cover with him. Penguins playoff run, many anticipate it will be a long one, starts tomorrow night in the bubble against Montreal. The Canadiens here because of TV ratings, let's be honest. They are looked at as a doormat, as a punching bag for the Penguins in round one. Most fans thinking much bigger than that. One person who shares that view, we have tracked her down from ESPN.com, great NHL writer. She is picking the Penguins to win the Stanley Cup. And so in the hearts and minds of our listeners, she's probably already a big deal. And that is Emily Kaplan of ESPN with us, who has the Penguins over who in the Stanley Cup final, Emily?
Well, hey, guys, I appreciate you having me on. And, you know, I'll just pick Pittsburgh all the time, and you guys can have me on all the time. I have them beating the Colorado Avalanche, though, in the West. And, you know, I do think that the West is a lot more wide open. And really the reason that I picked Pittsburgh is, frankly, nobody knows, and you kind of have to go to a known commodity. And I think this is one of the best forward groups they've had in a really long time. I think that Jake Gensel is going to be the leading scorer in this tournament. I really do. I love the way that he just looks seamless when he was back out there in the exhibition game. And then, like, you vote and you bet on Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin because, you know, they're proven winners.
Emily, what is it, though? Because I actually have them winning the whole thing, too, so you and I are in lockstep on this, actually. So I'm playing devil's advocate for me and for you here. Why not a team like Boston that's been there, done that, of course, that was in it last year in the final, that was one game away from winning? Why not a team like Tampa that theoretically should be on a mission after what happened to them last year? Why not one of those two powers in the East?
It totally could be. I have no idea. You know, one of those teams could do great. I do think, though, that playing in that round robin is a disadvantage. I really do. They're not really playing for anything. They're playing for seeding, but it doesn't really matter, especially the Tampa Bay Lightning know that once you get to the second round, anything can happen. You have to even get to that second round. So I think that the Pittsburgh Penguins have a perfect situation in front of them where they do play this Montreal Canadiens team where, like you mentioned off the top, like, they are kind of a laughing stock. They're not very good. They have no business being here. Their power play sucks. It's actually a liability. It's really, really bad. But there, you know, there's some decent parts to it, right? They've got a decent defense. Their first line is pretty good. So I think it's the perfect warm-up for Pittsburgh to get ready for this tournament. And I do think that they will come at an advantage over any of those teams coming from that round robin.
Emily Kaplan, ESPN NHL insider with us, picking the Penguins to beat Colorado in the Stanley Cup final. Who is your best guess, Emily, in net for the Penguins when they win it all? Who do you think is going to be the man in between the pipes for them?
You know, I really believe in Matt Murray, and I feel like Jim Rutherford wants to believe in Matt Murray and does believe in Matt Murray. And I just feel like the fact that he led them to those two cups and that experience that he has, I know it's been a bit up and down for him over the last few seasons, but he's a much more known commodity than Tristan Jarry is at this point. Like, if you ask me who I think the long-term future goaltender of the Penguins is, I might pick Jarry. But for this tournament, I feel like it's going to be Matt Murray.
What kind of leash do you think Mike Sullivan should have on Murray if it does go bad, Emily?
You know, I think it could be a short leash because I think that there's so many teams in this tournament that are like the Penguins where they've got one of two guys they can go to. I counted it it's at least a dozen teams that have some kind of goaltending controversy. So, you know, if he lets in a couple, it's kind of a fluky tournament. There's bad ice. You never know what's going to happen. You put Jari in because you might need both of them down the line. But I think that Mike Sullivan would also be comfortable turning back to Matt Murray after a bad performance because they do have that familiarity and comfort with each other.
Emily Kaplan from ESPN with us, picking the Penguins to win the Stanley Cup. If it's not Pittsburgh and it's not one of the two favorites that Chris mentioned, Boston and Tampa, is there another dark horse in the East that you're keeping your eye on, Emily?
Honestly, anyone. Like, I don't think that the Panthers can win it all. I really don't. Obviously, I don't think the Canadians can. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I really could make a case for any of these teams. Like, the Islanders get their top-pairing defense back, and I know they spiraled a bit before the pause, but that's a damn hard defense to get past. And it's, you know, the whole structure.
You could make a case for the Flyers, Emily? You really think so? Philly?
I could make a case for the Flyers. You know, the way they were playing from Jan 8 on, they had the best record in the league tied with the Bruins. If Carter Hart gets hot, which, honestly, he has it in him. He just hasn't played in the playoffs yet. Their forward depth and their defense can go toe-to-toe with anyone. Like, they have sneakily one of the best defensive groups, I think, in the East.
Emily, that last statement there, now you started off with our listeners, okay, here's somebody picking the Penguins to win it all. Here's somebody saying nice things about the Flyers.
I went to Penn State. I get all of your weird. I know.
Emily, would it be wrong to ask you when you graduated from Penn State? Because you're talking to a Penn State alum in this interview right now.
Yeah, no, I graduated in 2013. I graduated at a very interesting time.
Okay. You're a little bit younger
than
Mosey.
I'm an old man, yeah. I'm a very old man, class of 07. So those were interesting times being up there. Is this is more of a broad-based question in terms of the NHL at large. This is just something that popped into my head. I think everybody has rightly praised the league for the level of cooperation to get to the bubble. It looks like they're going to be able to pull this off, knock on wood here, but everything they've done seems to have gone well. Is it good for the league that they sort of had to shoehorn in two big markets that love hockey, Chicago and Montreal, with this extra extended 24-team thing? Or is that too gimmicky? Is that a problem? I know the NBA did it too, to be fair.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's too gimmicky just because they're still doing so much that maintains the integrity of the tournament. And, you know, I do want to compliment the NHL because I do think they did a ton of things right in this process, mm-hmm. waiting until the last minute possible to name the Hub Cities, going to Canada once they saw what was going on in the U.S. They also just got really lucky, though. Like, they had all of their training camps in 24 different cities. A lot of them that were having huge spikes allowed players to go and interact with anyone, have their spouses interact with anyone, and somehow got zero tests in the last week. That's just lucky. So, you know, I'm really glad this tournament is going, and I think the NHL put a ton of work behind the scenes, but it's been some, like, you know, lucky bounces as well.
Emily, your Penguins prediction, are you finding that when you say that the people you talk to inside of hockey, that are they a trendy kind of sexy pick, or do you feel like when you pick the Penguins, you yourself are going out on a limb in saying that?
No, I think it's a view that's shared by a lot in hockey. Like, hockey people are really old school, so they go with what they know, and they know that Jim Rutherford built a winning team. They know that Mike Sullivan can coach a team to get that far, and they know that Sidney Crosby and Genny Malkin have won cups. So, like, those are the known commodities that I think people are picking. I think a lot of people in the league really liked what Jim Rutherford did this year, especially adding Zucker at the trade deadline and adding that extra forward help, because he knows he only gets, you know, a certain amount of shots with these guys. And I think everyone in the league feels like this is as good a time as any.
Hmm. Emily, I'm worried about this team's defense. Like, if I'm playing devil's advocate again for myself as to why I think my prediction, and not by extension your prediction, will be wrong, I get nervous about Chris Letang, because people here can tell you, before that Islanders series last year, he sounded like he might as well have been up at a pulpit giving a speech. We can't do this. We can't lose our minds. We've got to play disciplined. And then he went out and ignored every single thing that he had just said and lost his mind, and they went down in four games in flames. How concerned, or what's your feeling generally on their defense, good and bad?
I think it's a fine defense. I think that maybe I like Chris Letang as a player a little bit more than you do. You know, I think there's a little bit of a weak link on the third pair. You don't really want Johnson. He's not great. But other than that, it's a fine defense, and it's a defense that, frankly, they've seen better in one championship win, I think.
Emily, do you look at Pitt as a legitimate rival or no?
They didn't play when I was in school. So, and, you know, I'm not from Pennsylvania. So, like, it was never, like, a geographical rival for me.
Gotcha.
So, no then.
So, since you're not from Pennsylvania, I have to ask, because when I went there, it was, you're either from Pennsylvania, you're, like, from outside of Philly, like everybody would say, you're from Pittsburgh.
I'm sure you can guess I'm sure you can guess. Where were all
I'm just assuming. I'm assuming Jersey.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Okay. I'm just making sure here, because
there's one
of three places. Pittsburgh, outside of Philly, never actually Philly. It's always, I live somewhere outside of there, or Jersey. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page.
There's a lot of DMV kids, too, like Maryland, Virginia.
Fair point.
All right, Emily, we don't have enough time to tell you about the time that Chris got arrested for public drunkenness there, so we'll just kind of leave it at where we are right now, which is you taking the Penguins to beat the Avalanche in the Stanley Cup Final. So thank you.
Yeah, that sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Emily Kaplan, ESPN NHL Insider. Chris, I hope the Penguins go on a long run, obviously, but if they don't and Chris Letang blows up in spectacular fashion, I hope we get more moments like this.
So what do you ask? I don't understand. Like, you don't want me to make mistakes? I'll try that. I'll try that. Next year, I'll try to make no mistakes at all.
I maintain that's one of the most petulant interviews I've ever heard in my life.
I think Mackie was the guy who was caught in the line of fire there.
He was the man who asked the question. He sort of laughs about that. Like,
all right, I'll try to make no mistake next year.
He has been an integral part of three championships. I get it. And so you have a certain level of cachet, and you should.
I disagree with that. Really only two.
You're right, too. I'm sorry. I conflate the 2017 one. But he's been an integral part of two championships, especially the 2016 one.
And I think he's trying to make up for that. I really do. I think he
knows. But that nonsense, though, how old was he when he said that to Mackie? Like 30, basically? You should know better by that point in your career. Oh, what do you want me to do? No, people want you to not
but
play
Chris,
like
I'm
your
saying,
head fell off before the game.
I'm saying we know that he runs hot and he's emotional. I'm saying he is chasing the idea of this franchise, this team won a Stanley Cup with me in the press box. Yes, I put up great regular season numbers. Yes, people think of me as a top-tier defenseman, but I need to go above and beyond in the playoffs and show people my worth.
I think it backfires on him. It probably – well, it does, and he's a hothead, and that backfires on him too. He is easily their most talented defenseman, and he's a hothead, and that neutralizes some of that talent. My problem is if Chris Letang is sitting there saying to himself, I've got to – you know, Crosby and Malkin have three, and I consider myself a core piece of this team, and I don't feel like I was a part of three. Guess what, dude? You will perpetually be one behind them. Even if you win it this year and you feel like you're a huge part of it, if that's how you feel now, if you're Chris Letang, you will never feel like you were part of it fully. It's just math. Well, it's math. If what your hypothesis is, if that's correct, he will never be able to say I was a part of all of the cups of this core because he wasn't.
Chris, can I share with you a very weird, not weird, but Craig and I had an exchange before the show that made us think about not so much, you know, grass is greener, but we were thinking out loud in the back before the show. Imagine if you were married to a woman who was super into sports betting like we are, what that would be like.
Like if I personally was?
No, I mean if Craig and I had found...
Like any of our spouses were like...
Yes.
It would be super weird. So I'm just trying to project that onto my own marriage. It would be so weird if I came downstairs on a day where Alex was home, and instead of saying, hey, how was your day or how was work, in just like the very kind of normal way that people do, right? She said, so did you talk to Pony and Craig? What do they think about Texas on the money line tonight?
Honey, you're going to be mad at me. Oh, no, what did you do? I put in a 5-team parlay.
Yeah, and then you get scored. I've told you a million times, you bet those games individually. That's actually going to be if producer Jermichael Finley ever gets married, that's what his wife will say to him.
I pictured you're asleep at night and you feel a little nudge like, hey, honey, are you awake? Like, yeah, what do you need? I just can't decide how to bet this West Coast NBA game. Do you have any thoughts?
Craig, just imagine Rachel nudging you like that. Honey, are you awake? Yeah, what do you need, honey? What's New Jersey Institute of Technology got this year?
She could have anything she wanted if she pulled an NJIT on me.
So what do you two guys have planned for the weekend? Well, we're going to stay in tonight, get a bottle of wine, maybe get some takeout. We have the Padres run line. Oh, Romantic.
We're gonna live bet Chris Paddock's next start.
Probably gonna get the kids to bed early, get ready for that 8:05 first pitch.
I mean, does that not sound like heaven? I'm not complaining and bemoaning my own marriage, but imagine having that in common with a significant other. Just picture that.
Oh, I think it goes bad. I think you guys are looking at it wrong. I think it goes very bad because you're too into the same thing, and at some point, one of you would get on the other's nerves.
I mean, too into the same thing. I think it'd be a delight to be married to me.
Opposites attract, my friend.
I've never bought that.
You've never bought opposites attract?
No, I've never believed that. I think that's what people who don't have a lot in common like to say to try to force a relationship that really isn't there.
Agreed.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.